is Ted Kennedy. A dramatic, peaceful revolution is unfolding in East Germany. Let's hope we do the right thing to keep it going. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, all of us are awed by the accelerating changes in East Germany and the rest of Eastern Europe. The irresistible desire of people for liberty met the immovable object of hostile government, and the immovable object moved. A quarter century ago, President Kennedy stood at the Berlin Wall and spoke of freedom. With four simple, majestic words, Ich bin ein Berliner, he touched the hearts and hopes of people everywhere who yearned for liberty and justice. Now East Germany has heeded that yearning and announced historic steps towards its fulfillment. They've decided to throw open their borders, let citizens travel freely, and move toward free elections. We welcome these developments, Al, but why is President Bush so grudging? Did he rise to the occasion? Hardly. He called reporters into the Oval Office and acted as if he was having a Malox moment. What gives, Al?
That's a low blow, Ted. Bush is one of our best. Recent events in East Germany are indeed momentous and stirring. I don't follow you on the gas on the stomach crack. For 28 years, the Berlin Wall stood as a stark monument to brutal repression. Even those who can't remember the gripping drama of its swift construction must have been very moved to see its symbolic, if not as yet actual, destruction. In granting its people just the right to travel freely, the East German government has taken a huge step toward halting the tremendous exodus of its people. And now the announced intention to hold free elections and the appointment of a new Politburo. Wow. It is beyond me why you must use this historical and emotional occasion to once again attack the president. Poland's great leader, Lech Wałęsa, said it was George Bush that gave them the power and encouragement to prevail. A cheap shot, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on assistance to Poland and the visit by the courageous Solidarity leader Lech Wałęsa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.